What's up, you guys? It's Lala Kent.
With Randall, we are back.
So we went on our little break, which, okay, first of all, before we go there, we're in a temporary, like, studio
I don't even know why
space.
You're telling people this.
Because if people are listening and there's an echo, it's because we're in, like,
okay,
an industrial location.
Your new podcast studio is 12 feet from us.
It's exactly. Being built out. So it's being built out. So if it sounds echoey, that's exactly why. Anyway.
Babe, can I tell you something?
What?
We have been off the air for 3 months now.
We told everyone in January, Tim, producer Tim, we still have him.
Hi.
That we would be back February.
I know. It's okay. Here's the thing. A couple things happened. Let's just put it out there. Okay. One, we left our old network, and we were very grateful and thankful for them. They were great. And we have now signed with a new company, and we're very excited. And also, let's be honest, you were in your final trimester about to give birth to our child, and you did give birth to our child, so you were a little busy. So now that our baby is here, you were very excited to, you know, you were ready to relaunch the podcast, and now it's our baby is sitting a foot away from us while we're podcasting.
It's so amazing. No, we were planning on coming back February 14th, Valentine's Day. I was super hyped about it. I thought it would be cute to do it like that. But then, like most people, have a due date and you kind of plan around that. Granted, you can't plan, quote unquote, pregnancy or when you're going to give birth. But for Randall and myself, it was like, we don't know when she's going to come. So I just decided, let's put the podcast on hold, chill out. I'll enjoy however long I have left of being pregnant. And then on March 15th, I gave birth to my soulmate.
Yes. And I'm
Ocean
very...
Ocean Kent Emmett.
I am very proud of you. You have become the most... Well, you're already the most amazing woman, but now you're an amazing mother, and you already were an amazing stepmother. So now you're superstar mom and superstar badass fiance.
Wow.
Yes, you've got all the titles.
Two of the things I never aspired to be in life. Wait, the mom part I did aspire. The second one.
No, you've been talking about being a mom since the day I met you.
Yeah, the first one I definitely always aspired to be. The badass fiance never was even in the vicinity of... I just wanted to like be a boss bitch.
Well, let's dial it back for a minute for everybody, because, you know, I think I've learned being with you, you know, these articles and stuff that come out, I've learned that, you know, they do show a side, a slice of these moments that you've had. But let's dial it back, because that day, I think it'd be nice to kick off this podcast, our first episode, our first week, with kind of just take us through what you were going through from the night before when you knew we were going to the hospital the next morning, and then getting up at 7 in the morning and heading to the hospital, and all the way to 24 hours later when she came.
Oh, God.
Oh, here come the tears.
Fuck you for doing that.
Why? This is beautiful stuff. Everybody wants to hear, and I think people don't realize Lala is... people probably do not. And before you say this, I just want to say, people don't realize you are such an emotionally beautiful person and so vulnerable and so everything, you know, and I don't think everybody knows that. I think a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. And I think that since you've become a mother to your own baby, you have just been such an epic human of every proportion. And I am so proud to call you the mother of our daughter. So I just want people to hear your journey, because it was your first time giving birth and it was a big fucking deal. So just share just whatever you want to share. Cause I thought it was the most beautiful moment, you know, ever of our relationship. And we've had a lot of beautiful moments, but this one definitely is the one I will remember.
Trumps them all. Mm-hmm. For me, at least. Well, I feel like that's kind of where I got excited that they scheduled me to be induced, because I got to enjoy the last moments of certain things. Like most people, like when my water breaks. Whereas I knew that I was going in at 7 o'clock in the morning on March 14th, which was a Sunday. And the night before, it was like, oh my gosh, she's kicking. Like, come tomorrow, or, you know, you never really know when it's going to pop out. But I got to think about those little last moments of her in my tummy, or the last horrific night's sleep, which still are not great. Yeah. So I didn't mean they're even worse.
Jen's got two kids. He knows all about that program. Right?
Been down that road, yeah.
So we wake up, we go to the hospital. Randall got to see something happen to me that he's never seen before, that kind of happens to me often. The most basic thing, Tim, when you go in to be induced or just to have a baby, they put the IV in your arm, right?
Oh, right.
This is where you're going.
Yeah. So they do this right as I check in, whatever, we're in the bed. And I told the nurse, I pass out when you tell me that my vein is rolly, that you can't quite find it. You are fucking me, like, mentally beyond.
Okay, let me, I really, because I know your audience loves when I shut up, but I am going to step in right here. I want to say this story because Lala really doesn't have any place to tell this part. I want her to share every beautiful moment of being the mother and giving birth to our daughter. This is what I'm going to tell.
Okay,
and
but let me just say one thing.
Tim,
I said to the nurse right before it happened, because I always know when it's going to happen, I tell them, my arms and legs are going numb. I'm going to pass out. I warned them. Okay. I already know that it's going to happen.
That's not what happened.
I did. I warned that woman.
Okay, but that's not, you didn't pass out. I warned the
nurse. He says I didn't pass out. Okay, tell your version.
I'm going to tell the version because I was there and it was fucked up. So let me tell you.
Okay.
So I don't do really well with needles either. So you got Lala and I are both like wussies when it comes to that stuff. But, you know, you're there with your best friend and your partner. So, you know, if they got to cut her open, I'd get through it.
Right.
So here's what I want to say. So she's laying there. We had just got there. We are like so emotional. We are like on cloud nine. We're walking in. We're like, here we are. We got our bags packed. We walk into Cedars. And I'm like, you know, it's like that moment. You're just like so excited. And I'm so excited for her because she has been carrying our daughter for 9 months, and I'm very, very proud of her. But and so blessed to have such a great partner. So now I've kissed your ass enough. We'll get into the details. So we walk into the room, she lays down, she gets her gown on, she's there, the nurse comes in, and Lala tells her, I pass out very easily. And I'm thinking, okay, passing out, if she passes out, she's in the bed. She ain't going anywhere. But there's a difference between an exorcism and passing out.
That's so fucked
it's
up.
It's not, no, it's fucked up. I'm going to tell you how it's fucked up. You don't even know what happened.
What happened?
Like, okay, what? So she's laying there. They get the needle out. They take her thing, and she's telling them, and I'm talking to her. I'm holding her hand, and I'm looking right in her eyes, and I say, baby, it's going to be okay. Just hang in there. And the nurse goes, okay, you ready? And she counts down. And I'm looking right at my partner's, right in her eyes. I'm looking right in her eyes. And we're talking, and as the needle, I'm looking at the needle going in, I'm kind of keeping her eyes shielded so she doesn't see anything. As they're doing whatever they're doing to get it into her vein, I see her eyes start to roll back into her head. This is not passing out. Okay, passing out as you go to sleep.
Right.
The eyes are in her head. Now, I'm making a joke of this now. I am telling you, I thought I was going to have a heart attack and hit the fucking floor. And I literally said, Lala, Lala. And I said to the nurse, ma'am, there's something wrong. Because like you see your best friend and your partner, you know, eyes going ahead. This, it's horrifying. Like, I've never seen anything like this. I've been with her for 5 years. And I say, Lala, and she is, Elvis has left the building. And now I tell them, please stop whatever you're doing right now. Because Lala's not. And then they see that Lala's eyes are in her head. And she's gone. And I say, they say, Lala, now I know they're nervous. They're freaked out, like I'm freaked out. And all of a sudden, her eyes come back to her where they're supposed to be. And I'm only laughing now. I wasn't laughing then. And Lala says, what? What's going on?
No, because they're all dead stare at me. And I'm like, hi, you know, like, I don't know what happened.
You said hi. Oh, you said, okay. And then they kept doing it. And then they went back into her head again. And then I said, call the doctor right now. I'm not cool with this. There's something fucking wrong. And she was gone. Like, they were trying to wake her up. And like, the eyes were in the head. Oh my God. No. And it was, I'm laughing because
You're laughing because it's over.
I'm laughing because it's over. But I also want to say the tears were in my eyes. They saw. And I said, please call the doctor right now. I'm not joking. And then they did call the doctor. And both of them, they had gotten it in. And her eyes came back to where they're supposed to be for the second time. And then I said, Lala, do you know where you're at? Do you? And they said, do you know where you're at? And she said, yeah, I'm in the hospital.
They go, Lala, do you know where you are and what you're doing? And I go, yes, I'm at Cedars. I'm having a baby today.
Just like it was nothing. Like it was nothing.
I knew where the fuck I was.
It was like a sitcom or something.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, sitcom. I don't know if it was that. But let me tell you this.
So, he was like crying in the corner.
Wasn't crying in the corner. I was crying right holding your hand. But anyway. Okay, so then they gave her some kind of juice. What was the juice that you like when you decided?
Honest Kids juice box.
They gave her an Honest Kids juice box. But listen to this. Listen to this. After she has the juice, she comes back to her normal state, and now she's calm. And now
Randall's freaking because that little tiny fucking thing that goes in your arm, and then the epidural is coming.
That's
next.
What I was going to ask.
The epidural's
about.
Next. Right. The epidural's next.
A whole other.
But hold on.
Totally.
But the epidural was in a little while. Like we were going to give it like a few hours. So I say to her, I'm just going to step outside just for a quick second. I literally took the elevator down to the street to get air because I thought I was going to pass out. I thought I was going to pass out in front of her while she was passing out. Then we'd both be passed out. It would be bad. So I went downstairs, took a walk. True story. I called her mother. I do that a lot. And then I called my mother on a three-way. And I said to them, what just happened? I said, Lala's eyes were rolled back in her head. And then I was in tears on the phone to them because, you know, you love somebody so much, you don't want to see them, you know, in any kind of anything that's out of normalcy, let's say. So it was just a really harsh moment for me, but thank God she was okay. And then I went back upstairs and then we hung out for like a couple hours while we just waited. And then as you started getting discomfort, then we did the epidural. And by the way, you told
Randall was so emotionally scarred from me having an exorcism. I call it passing out. Because they said it was, I did not seize. It was definitely you fainted because Ocean's heart rate stayed normal.
Yes,
like
that
the
is
baby
true.
Was not affected
that
at
is,
all.
That is true. But I
thank
that's
God.
Good.
Thank God.
But Randall was so affected. My mom was supposed to come in on a Tuesday.
Oh, you have to go
that
here.
Tuesday.
You have to say the whole thing.
He made her come in on Sunday. So he's like, surprise, your mom's here. I'm like, oh, see, you are not about this life. You are not about
that,
it.
That's bullshit. Don't say I wasn't about that life.
I'm
I was
joking.
About, okay,
it's
because
honey, it's a podcast. Ha ha. Let's laugh about it.
Oh,
you're about that life.
I am about that life.
You're about okay. that life.
Well, look, can I just say one thing, though?
What?
And then I really want you to tell your journey from after the epidural.
It's going to be a long journey because you keep butting in.
I know, but it's fun. When they did the epidural, I looked you right in the face. I said, look at me. And I told the nurse, do not.
Are you taking credit for the epidural going okay?
I'm getting upset right now.
The epidural went well because I told her before she started, don't talk to me about the needle size. Don't count it down. I'm going to turn around.
It goes straight like.
I know. Okay.
I told her I don't want to know a thing about
it. But baby, remember when I was looking right in your eyes and we were kissing?
Randall, if you don't stop this rookie nonsense, this is season two of Give Them Lala with Randall, the podcast brought to you by Westwood One.
Westwood Turn One, our new partner.
Turn off the fucking
Okay,
phone.
I did. Now I want to say something. So anyway, the epidural, which I thought was going to be 10 times worse than the IV.
Easy.
Was nothing.
Because they didn't psych me out
okay.
emotionally
now
and
let's,
mentally.
Okay, that's our story. Let's go back to the beautiful part of giving birth to our daughter.
Okay.
You giving birth to our daughter. I want you to have this episode to be really about you. I wanted to make light and fun. But the truth is, I want to reset the stage. What you did and how you did it. I am so blessed to have a partner like you. No, and I mean that. And I want you to tell people your journey because it was really beautiful watching your transformation from Lala before you had the baby, even though you were a sap as a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
But since Ocean has been here, oh my God. We'll talk about that later.
The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
And we're back.
Oh, I love the enthusiasm.
We are back!
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we get there, whatever, the whole long story with the needle and the seizing or whatnot. So then they start the balloon, and so the survey, I'm looking at producer Tim. He's like, I wish I was a female right now. I wish I were a girl. And I couldn't even stand it. So I got the epidural super quick. I was feeling no fucking pain, but I was so anxious because I felt like just a torso, like a stub. I'm like, I can't feel my legs. When it's time to push, how am I even going to know how to get her out of my body? You know? So that I was tripping about. And Randall kept trying to calm me down, like, your body's going to know what to do. Okay, flash to that night. They've told me you're not having the baby today. Like, you'll probably have it later tomorrow because you have not dilated at all. I think by the time
you're
I went to sleep.
17 hours in.
I think by the time I went to sleep, I was at a 4, which is, like, not a lot, especially when they've induced you with, like, that balloon thing.
And keep in mind, I want people to remember, you were induced 3 weeks early.
Correct.
So it's 37
weeks exactly.
So there's a whole nother level of anxiety for us because we knew she was going to be under 6 pounds, but we also were nervous because we weren't 100% sure what was going to happen. And they did tell us that there is a chance. They didn't say either way. They just said because we're inducing early, there is a chance that our daughter will go to the NICU for a little.
Yes. Don't cry because it didn't happen. But no, thank God. Okay, so they do that whole thing.
Yes.
That night, I slept like a fucking champion.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
That was the crazy part. Yeah,
they were like, you're not going to get any sleep tonight, so just like try to rest your eyes at least.
And
Lala was knocked the fuck out. They came in to break my water. And 7 it was at like, no, 4 in the morning.
Oh, 4 a.m., sorry.
Yeah.
No, 7 a.m.
is when we got there.
Right.
Hold on.
Okay,
Randall was like, because he was like, we woke him up out of a stupor.
Wait. I was on the couch. Hold on. I was on the couch sleeping. they make him into these beds, these couches, and her mom and all of us were there.
Keep in mind, today is Ocean's actual due date. So I'm like super hyped. I want to relive this moment.
Oh my God.
So they come in and break my water, producer Tim. And the nurse comes in. She's like, I'm going to change your like bedding and pads because you're in a lot of water. I was so fucking tired. I go, can you just leave it the way it is? I go, I can't feel anything. So I was just laying in just like a pond of water, okay, that I had no fucking idea because I was so numb. Fast forward to like 4 a.m, she comes back in. It was every 2 hours. So right. Whenever they broke my water, they were then checking to see like, when is this baby going to come? 6 a.m. rolls around. Nurse comes in, shoves her fingers up there. It's so crazy how it becomes just so natural when you see the nurse come in. You just like flop your legs open. My legs were so heavy and I couldn't feel them that the only way I knew that they were hanging off the bed was because my body would fall to one side. And I'd be like, are my legs on the ground? And they would come over and have to put them back on the bed. It was fucking hysterical. Anyway, she puts her fingers up my kooky and says, oh my God, we're there. You're at a 10. Oh, and I don't know what this means. You're at a 10 plus 3. She goes, whoa. I can feel the head. She goes, so what you're going to do is you're going to give me one practice push. I just want to see how this is going to go because you could be pushing anywhere from like 4 to 6 hours, I guess.
They had said that to us earlier.
Right.
So I do one practice push. She goes, stop. She goes, I need you not to move until the doctor gets here.
Because so the baby was literally could have come out right then. And then, by the way, during this, they've woken me up. And I was in a sleeping stupor.
Right.
They wake me up and I think, oh, my God, OK, it's whatever, 6:30, whatever time I got up. I walk over and they've already got the legs are already up. And they're like, grab a leg. And I'm like, what? So I grab a leg. And now we're waiting for the doctor to show up. And I say to the nurse, how long do you think? She goes, no, you don't understand. When the doctor walks in the room, you're going to have your daughter. I'm like, what? So fast.
The nurse is like, I can see the head now.
Oh, and they asked me. They said, do you want to see your daughter's head right now? I said, absolutely fucking not.
Which I didn't mind. It was like, stay honey, on the fun side of the equator. Right, right. You know?
Baby, I would have hit the ground if I saw any. So
the doctor fucking walks in and I say, are you going to tent my legs? He goes, no time.
That's what he said.
Oh my God.
Because I said, babe, don't worry. Lala kept saying, look at me. Don't worry. And I was like, babe, we're doing this together. And then literally I said, what do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to put something up? And the doctor said, when Lala asked him, I remember he said, no time, got to go. And literally, he asked you to push. Yep. I had your leg. I held your hand. You pushed 2 times.
No. I pushed for 2 contractions, which was a total, if you include my practice push, 7 times. On the final push, Tim, I start right and I see over and I see her head coming out.
No, Tim, it was.
He originally says to me,
incredible.
The head's out. Do you want to feel? And due to like the arm and the needle, I was like, I can't risk passing out at this point. You know, like I trust you that it's there. And I was like, we're good. I don't need to feel it.
It was unbelievable.
Oh my God. Okay. So Brittany and Jax are about to have their baby. And yeah. She came over to see Ocean. And I literally, when I see a pregnant person now, I'm like this insane person. I'm like, I'm so excited for you. You have no idea what this experience is going to be like when you give birth. They're looking at me like, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm like, no, you don't get it. Yeah. Like all I did was sob because I felt like my heart was going to explode if it didn't come out of somewhere else.
Oh, when and talk about the moment they handed you your daughter.
Oh my God, you just sit there and you're like, I can't believe. Yes, the men help tremendously creating.
Thank you.
Life,
thank you.
Okay, yeah,
but, sure.
But you're the hero though.
But
you're the hero.
We're not there the hero. And absolutely. Have this thing in us for 9 months and it is relying on every decision that we make to put into our, you know, like
every decision.
Can't get Botox anymore. You know, I can't drink. If
that's
I
such
need
a Hollywood moment.
No,
right there.
But it's like if I need 2 cups of coffee to wake up, like I can't do that.
Right. Yeah.
But I want you to tell people the moment, because it was magical for me to see you when they handed you your daughter, that moment.
I wondered, like, how I existed before that moment, you know?
I remember.
Like, even still right now, I'm like, okay, it's 3 weeks. She's still brand new, but I'm like, no, how can it already be 3 weeks? Like,
you,
I don't
want to. You get upset every day.
I do.
I know. You love, I'm going to tell
I'm sure
you, you
it
love
is my hormones, but.
No. But, no. Your hormones are one thing, but Lala, I've known you for 5 years. I have never seen you like this. I mean, this is your love for your daughter is second to none.
I just have never felt anything like when I would ask people, like, what does it feel like? And they're like, you can't describe it. It sounds so corny. Like,
it's
you
not.
Cannot describe
I completely
it.
Agree with you. Yeah.
The love you have for a child is really hard to describe. It's just that love is so powerful. And I think you're a parent, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a weird thing because, you know, as children, you know, we have parents, you know, and we're raised to love our parents. And that connection we have to our parents, even when you go through shit with your parents, and we all do, you know, you have an argument or you don't get along or you don't want to go to Christmas, a Christmas luncheon because it's just, you know, whatever BS that, you know, you get into, you always, that connection you have with your parents, you can never have with anybody else. It's just a different thing.
Yeah.
A love for a parent. And I really believe that as a parent, and I think you probably agree.
Completely.
But watching Lala have that connection when they handed your baby was magical.
No, my magical. Identity became just simply, I'm Ocean's mom.
Yeah.
nothing else. Yeah. I don't consist of anything else. That is my identity.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, do you remember what the first thing you said when they handed your daughter? I don't know if you remember because you were, you know, probably medicated up a little bit. But do you remember when they handed her to you and the first thing you said to me? I don't think you remember, but maybe you do. You said it over and over the whole day.
What did I say?
You said, I've never been this happy before. I'm so full of love.
I am so full of, like, I've never been more in love with anything in my whole life.
That's what you said.
I love you. I love you.
And thank
so
you. It's Give Them Lala with Ocean coming back.
No, for real.
No, but it was so beautiful because you had just given birth minutes before and you were holding your baby and you literally kept saying over and over and I was really blown away. You kept saying, my heart is so full.
That's how it felt.
Yeah.
Like it
was very special.
The only way to release, like, you feel like you're going to explode. That's the only way I can describe it. And that night, they would, you know, come in and help me feed or, you know, give her the bubba because she wasn't pooping. And so she had to be on formula for a sec because they were trying to kickstart that system. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I could talk about every little detail of it. But they put her back in her, like, little, a bassinet thing. Oh, hi.
She woke up for a second.
God, she's so cute.
This is a cute baby. By the way, my mom called me over the weekend, and for, like, 5 minutes, she was like, Ocean is so cute. And I was like, thanks, Mom. I know. I agree. She is very cute. What do you have to say about my kids?
Like, I'm way more interested in Margo and Darcy.
She was all about Ocean.
That is, I mean, obviously we're biased, but I think she's a pretty beautiful baby.
She is.
But let me just say real quick, that night in the, like, little bassinet that they put them in, the cute hospital ones that are see-through, her eyes were open. I stayed awake all night long and I just stared at her. I, like, got her out of her little bassinet. Oh. I'm like, how can I sleep? You're like, what if you do something and I miss it?
You didn't want to miss anything.
No.
By the way, that theme of not missing anything, because, you know, you could say it's a cliche, but for you, it's literal. Like, every second for the last 3 weeks, you don't want to do shit except stare at your daughter. And listen, I have been there by your side at every second. But, like, if I'm like, babe, let's go downstairs and get a popsicle. You're like, no, you can go downstairs and get a popsicle because I have to be here next to Ocean. I'm like, but baby, Ocean is swaddled and asleep. You know, and we have the camera and we'll just come right back upstairs. It'll take a whole 14 seconds. So, nope, got to be right here. Like, you have really taken, but it is a beautiful thing. And I really love watching it because to have you as the mother you are within 3 weeks of having a baby is it's just unbelievable. The connection you have to Ocean is beautiful.
She's really my best friend.
And I'm going to tell you something. I knew you were going to be a phenomenal mother because you're an incredible stepmother to my children. But when you have your own baby, your own biological baby, watching you from newborn, from the minute she came out, I can't. You must have said that night when she came out 25 times how full your heart is and how in love you are and how you love her so much. You said it over and over and over, and I just knew that this connection that you have is the deepest connection I've ever seen you experience.
It's all of it.
But
I'm so obsessed.
And it's, by the way, and you say it even today when we're in the you brought her in and we're in the office, you know, you're just like, when her arms, I said, babe, she looks like she full now because she just had breastfed her. And you said let me see. And you took a second. You took her off the nipple.
The boob, yeah.
The boob. And you were holding her, and her arms were outstretched, or her hands were open. And I said, she looks calm, and she looks, you know, chill now. And you go, mm-hmm. Yeah, see, when her hands are open and relaxed, that means she's happy. And when they're clenched, I'm like, I mean, you and
it's
Ocean.
It's also very telling when she's not screaming bloody murder.
Okay, well,
she's full.
By the way, that's what I picked up on.
You know she's hungry. She's literally screaming bloody murder. Right.
That's why I thought she was full. But I didn't know there were hand symbols too. So singles. So that's pretty epic.
No, she definitely, Ocean, for being 3 weeks early, has mad pipes, and she is strong as a motherfucker. This kid is lifting her head up off my chest and looking at me.
Wow. Yeah.
No, she's strong AF. Yeah, now I know exactly what was like jamming into my rib cage and things like that. I was always like, what the fuck is that?
When I would feel her stomach, and it was cute. Like in the beginning, she just pushed, and I was like, oh my God. And you get emotional and you touch her. And then I came back from shooting the film, and I came home, and it was a new thing. It was like, an elbow that moved across the entire stomach. It was like pushing through the skin. I was like, what is going on? She is going to come through your stomach.
No, it felt that way.
I thought she was going to pop out.
Me too. I for sure did. I just can't believe she's here, man.
Well, I am very proud to be your partner and father of Ocean, because you are an incredible mother. And you know, how you handled your pregnancy and delivery and raising our baby was 5-star. And
do you look at me differently?
Somebody asked me that the other day. I don't know if it was you, because I think you have asked me that. No.
Have I? I don't know.
The truth is this. I look at you, I cherish you so much that I don't look at you differently. I think that our connection is deeper, and I didn't think we could have a deeper connection than we already have. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I didn't think I could love you any more than I already do, because you're my soulmate. But watching you love Ocean is beautiful.
5-star.
Yes. and so I think there, my love for you is stronger in a way that maybe it's on a different level that I didn't think was possible, because I just felt like we're so in love with one another and we're best friends. But watching you with our daughter, you know, watching you with Ocean is just a really beautiful thing. And, you know, look, I already knew you were going to be a 5-star fucking mom. I'm just saying this. I already knew. I know you're such a lover and such a vulnerable person and such a giver, you know, and you were patient AF with London and Riley. But when she's screaming at the top of her lungs, Ocean, I've run in and I'm like, what's going on? Do we need to go to the doctor? And you're like, stop. She's just hungry. And you're just chill. You're relaxed. You just get the boob out. You put it in her mouth. And I'm like, Who are you? Like, you used to lose your shit if the gardener outside was mowing the lawn too loud. And the person
No, I would still lose my shit. Just Ocean can do no wrong.
That's what I mean. Right. But what I'm saying is you're this epic mom. And when I watch you with her, nothing rattles you. And I get rattled because I'm so nervous. Like, I've told you, I'm like, babe, is she okay? Babe, I'm such an anxious dad. Like, you know, newborn. And I'm like, what? You know, and I'm trying to, you know, be there with you. But you actually have been calming me down because you just, it's like you own it. You got it. Like, and I have to kind of look to you to like, and like when I'm holding her, if she starts freaking out, you kind of calm me down a lot. So I think that my love for you can never be stronger, but it's the deeper is because we have this beautiful little girl and you gave her to us. So thank you.
She's so perfect. But can I tell you, today I went to the bank.
Hold on. Because, is that your fucking pivot?
Yeah, that's my pivot.
Wow.
That's well, because I loved
it. Thanks. I needed that boost.
I needed the boost.
Okay.
Just be patient with me. I'm going to remember you exist at some point. Okay?
You know what? Let me go back to, let me answer that question.
When I love you so much as well. You are everything.
Fuck.
You know that.
No, I'm not sure right now.
You do know
Hold
that,
Hold on, let's take 5 seconds. Tell me.
I love you very much. And you know that I've texted you very kind things, letting you know how much I love you and how grateful I am for the life that you have provided us with. That's Keep full going. Of love. And now you've given me Ocean. So you're like perfect in my book. Okay. But this is what I was going to say.
Because
you were talking about how I've changed. So I want to say.
Oh, with your forgetfulness.
I walked into the bank today and I had topped Ocean off on the boobs before we went to the bank. And I was dressed, right? So I just like pulled my little cami down with the breastfeeding bra underneath, clipped it back up. And I forgot to pull my cami back over the nursing bra. So I just walked into the bank the bra out, cami just around the belly, and a blazer on.
Okay.
With my Chanel bag, my Gucci diaper bag, and my cute new kid, which I cover. Like, you should see. Everyone's like, yeah. What is in there exactly? I'm like a newborn baby. They're like, well, we would assume because it's in a car seat, but the way it's covered, you would think that there's something very, I'm like, yeah, Ocean fucking Ken Emmett is in there. So it's something very special. Anyway, so yeah, that's how.
So the moral of this story is, and I've noticed it because I know you get frustrated a lot lately, is that your forgetfulness and like, with meetings and dates and calendars. But you know what I said to you? The doctor told us and other mothers have told you that pregnancy really fucks with the mind, you know, with remembering things. And I told you to be patient and kind to yourself and not get frustrated.
Yeah.
Because you get frustrated very easily with that. And you just gave birth like 21 days ago.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And we are back. We're just talking about all things babies because have no other identity.
Yeah, one track mind.
I don't consist of anything cool anymore. So
this
is what I was saying. I look at my emails, right, today, and usually I'm very good. Like, you tell me a date, it stuck with me. I'm not forgetting it. I like rarely have to write anything down, even though I have a book for it. Anyway, so I have a book coming out called Give Them Lala, obviously, on May 4th. You can pre-order now,
though. I thought you changed the title, Give Them Lala, with Randall.
No, I didn't.
Just you?
Just you? Yeah, just me.
Well, I thought with Randall bleeds over to other
so
things.
So we're starting the little press tour, right, next week. And they're giving me dates and all of this stuff. And they were adding something to the virtual press tour. And they gave me two dates, the 15th or the 16th. And I look at my response and I go, let's actually do the 13th because Ocean has a doctor's appointment on the 14th. They're like, oh, cool, about the doctor's appointment.
But that wasn't an option.
No date. Number one, it wasn't an option. And then I just like involuntarily give you the fact that my kid has a doctor's appointment on the 14th. Because in my mind, those were the dates they gave me. I cried in the office today because I was like, how can I be so clueless right now? Like, is this going to be a forever thing? Because I'm so OCD.
Oh, that you're...
And I like to have control. And I don't have any right now. So I'm kind of tweaking out.
Yeah, I think you'll get that back.
So because
you just got baby brain right now.
Yeah,
one's gonna want to work with me. They're gonna be like, this bitch is crazy. Do you know how many doctor's appointments when I was pregnant with Ocean I went to on the wrong day?
Oh yeah,
and time?
Like three or four.
Three or four. I would walk in and finally they'd be like, we'll just fit you in. Can you come at lunch? No, it's. So I feel for moms. Okay. I totally get it.
You are one now.
No, I know, weird.
You feel for your kind now.
Yeah, those are my people. Those are my folks. What are you going to say, Rand? Do you think we're still good at podcasting?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I never even thought anybody would listen in the first place. So when they told us we're getting like 100,000 listens a week, plus, I was like, wow, they must really like you because... I have a good amount of fans now. I've had 30 to 40 people tell me they're a fan of mine. So that's good.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Now I have a question though. Important. Let's play a little baby game.
Okay.
The baby game is going to be, I give you three questions and you just answer them. And it's more of like, just more of an experience baby game. Not really like a trivia game.
Okay. I like that.
For the first episode. Best moment you've had with Ocean at home from the time you got home out of the hospital. Best moment you can remember. I know they're all great. Just pick one that really stands out. That was really magical for you that you remember from.
Okay. This one is... Okay. Yeah. This actually was just the other night. My mom came into town. Randall was at a pickleball tournament down in Newport Beach. And Ocean, I put her it's called the Dock-a-Tot, which is... Every new mom should have one. It's like a little area to put your baby. And it's shaped like a little boat, kind of. But I put her in there, okay? And my mom's on the other side of her, and we're in the bed, and she is chilling. Ocean is, okay? Properly fed, no tummy issues. And we're just watching Real Housewives of New York on Hulu, OG episodes. And she was digging it, and I was like, this is the most awesome moment
ever.
Hold on
a second.
My baby is down for Bravo.
How do you, whoa, okay. When I thought,
and her eyes were open.
So can we roll the whole tape back? I just need to understand what the fuck's happening here. Okay. Because I checked out for a minute. So I asked you for an emotional moment that you remember forever.
Oh, did he say emotional? I thought he said my favorite moment.
My favorite moment. Your favorite moment you remember is the baby watching The Housewives
with
you.
No, it was
How do you know she was watching it?
She definitely wasn't watching it. She was just staring at me.
You mean just that she was chilling with you?
It was just like so cute to have me, her in the middle, my mom on the other side.
Like girl's moment and your daughter with you. I get it. I misread
because
it. I thought, oh shit, she, like what does she think of OC of New York?
No.
I mean, what does she think of Housewives of New York? But I get it.
But she like had her bink in. She was happy.
You were just having your perfect family moment, like your mom, your daughter.
Because Ocean and I do a lot of skin to skin. Like that's an every night, every morning thing. Right. You know, those are my favorite quote unquote moments. But the other night.
This was like a fun, great moment.
No, where like I took a video, not even to post, which is a big deal in this day and age. If you're taking a video just for your memory and not to show it to other people, big fucking deal.
I do that a lot.
Oh, God.
I do.
Please cue all the eye rolls in the world.
Oh, my fucking whatever. I can't believe you're saying that.
Don't bullshit the bullshit.
I took videos this weekend of London and Riley for my own collection. I took videos of you and Ocean for my own collection that I didn't post. Anyway, I'm not going to sell myself to you. What the fuck? That's the
I don't
truth.
Even know why you're trying. Like, I'm here. You've got me.
Oh, okay.
You're Listen, got me knocked up. Like, I can't go anywhere.
Okay. That's really, I hope, not the reason, but okay.
I'm trying to keep it still fun on the podcast. We can't just talk about, like, amazing moments of being a new mom.
It's our first episode back. You just had a baby.
I think people want to know about this.
This episode. I think the second episode... We're going to move on to other things and guests again. But I want to...
Okay, then I'll get cheesy and tell you I want to be with you forever because I think you're the best man I know.
Baby, listen. First of all, I love you. And honestly, we are fun and we are cool as fuck, I think. At least in my own mind. And we have fun together. And honestly, I like doing this podcast with you because it's something that we do together. And sometimes it's emotional and heavy. And sometimes it's light and fun. And I hope more so it's light and fun for people because we like to laugh at ourselves a lot. But this was your moment. I just wanted your, obviously this podcast is most of your fans and I really wanted you this episode. And I think you did a great job of letting people know what it was like for you because you didn't get a chance to show that to anybody because it was your own personal thing and you were very adamant about going through that. So I think it was important this podcast for you to share that journey, which I think you shared really, really well and was very moving because it was a beautiful thing to be part of. And I just want to say, so my first question and
that's right. We're playing a trivia game not a trivia game.
The trivia game, but not a trivia game. So the game is called the trivia game, not a trivia game. Okay. So remember that too.
It's going to be a recurring segment.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. So the second question, the trivia, not a trivia game is the one thing in the last 3 weeks since Ocean has been here that you weren't prepared for? Was there anything you weren't prepared for that maybe you thought or was completely different or anything that's just something that they didn't tell you about, you know, that you only could experience as being a first-time mom? Anything that stands out?
I think it would be like there's so many things that people tell you to prepare for and you're like, I'll be fine. Like when they tell you your baby's going to scream at the top of her lungs.
Yeah.
And it could be any of these reasons. And you're like, oh, we're bonded. I'm sure I'll figure it out. And it's like, okay, I've literally changed all the diapers, fed you 76 times on both tits, you know, like tried all the binkies. What the fuck is happening to you?
I tell you, mothers are...
It's not easy.
It's you guys are our heroes.
I think that's what it would be, is just like all of those, the crying, which is like, okay, normal. But when you don't know why your baby's screaming, you know, and then it's like, oh, it could just be like tummy issues. And you're like, well, how do I get that to go away? You know,
that's amazing. That's a good answer. Okay. And the last question of the trivia, not trivia game is... What is the one thing you want Ocean to know about her mother when she was in your stomach? What's the one thing you want her to for you to be able to tell her?
I wish that it could be like some profound thing that I was could tell her that I was thinking or telling her, but it would just be like how much I love her. He took a video the other day, and I was thinking about when she's older, and I get it, where if she's acting a certain way, it's going to be like, I love you so much. How could you be mean right now? You know? Like, you don't get how much I love you. And I know that's going to happen, you know, when she gets into the, and I don't even want to think about it, but I do think about it because I love inflicting emotional pain onto myself. I don't know why. But that's what it would be, is like, you don't understand how much I love you. Yeah. The second I found out, it was like, you're my baby.
But you know how lucky, you know how lucky you are, though? I was thinking about it the other day. People don't know this about Lala, but I suggested, because when the minute you got pregnant, you were so in love just being pregnant. And I said, I love watching this connection you had and how beautiful it was. And I made a suggestion to you, and you really owned it. And wow, is Ocean going to be lucky when she's old enough to read? Tell people what you did.
I kept a journal that was basically, you know, not really a journal for myself of what I went through, but like basically letters to Ocean in a book that when I feel like it's that time, she can read back on when I was pregnant with her. I tell her about my day so she can literally look at what week I was at in my pregnancy and be like, that's what my mom did today.
So I told her, I said, babe, I think, because she was
that was
so,
the best thing you could have told me to do too.
Yeah. She was so emotional really, and she had so much to say. Lala had so much to share, and she was like filled with emotion. Like I think all expecting mothers are, but I said to her, I said, you know, you're such a great writer and you love sharing your thoughts in writing. Why don't you just put a book next to your bed and write down whatever you feel like writing? It doesn't have to be every day. It could be whenever you feel.
Yeah.
And now that book is filled with I haven't even read it because she hasn't even shown me. And I'm so excited for her one day to give that to Ocean because it's probably going to mean the world to her. So.
That's really cool.
I'm super excited about it.
Yeah. It's really, really
She's going to have to be a little older, though, because I like talked to her about like what great AA meetings I had attended for the week.
All right. She might have to wait until she's 18. Right. But anyway, she'll eventually have this book and she'll be able to say, my mom wrote this while I was in her stomach. And I think it's really beautiful. So I'm really proud that you did that, because I know you had a lot of shitty days like all pregnant mothers have. And you had a lot of beautiful days. And the fact that you were consistent for all that time to write these stories was really...
When you hear about women that have been trying to get pregnant for a really long time, though, it's almost like, how can I really complain about my back hurting right now? You know, it's like, yes, it's a real thing. And I don't want to be that type of person that's like, my mom is this way, where I'm like I'll be complaining and my mom will say something like, well, just be thankful because at least this is not going on for you, or like whatever, you know?
Right.
But when you hear women who have been trying for 5 years and beyond, even you go a year and you're like, what's wrong with my body, where you think that you just can get pregnant really quickly because that's what your body's meant to do. Right. And it's actually not that easy.
And I know that we talked about that with women who struggle to get pregnant, or, you know, all the things that a woman goes through. And you know, it's my heart goes out. And Tim, I'm sure you agree that a woman, you know, trying to have a baby or having a baby, that is a miracle of life, all of it. And, you know, I couldn't even imagine.
Well, you also don't realize all the things that can go wrong. Like when I was when we were having issues with her weight, and he's like, her leg bone. I'm like, I didn't even think about what her leg bones would be doing. You know?
No, but I mean, we had, you didn't really share with everybody because, you know, it was obviously private and you shared a little bit. But, you know, you and I definitely, there was a solid, I would say, 3 months, maybe 4, where we were going to a lot of doctors, a lot of testing, or we really didn't know. And I think in the end, they gave us a lot of confidence to say that we were okay, that we are going to be okay, they believe. But again, you know, if you start out the way we started out, I don't think we ever felt we were okay. And we just prayed to God that, God would take care of our baby and give us a healthy child, and that's all we can ask for. But it was, you know, it was, I think everybody has their own experience with trying to get pregnant and being pregnant, and everybody's journey is different.
I know. I love like seeing comments on my Instagram now, because it used to be like a lot of just like stupid things that like really who gives a damn. Mm-hmm. Now I have moms, like it's become a full,
really?
Like, oh yeah, my Instagram is full mom mode. and I love it. I'm like, this is so positive. I'm having the best time on Instagram now.
That's awesome.
A great change. Yeah.
That's awesome. Look at the pluses.
Just a bunch of fucking turbo moms killing it at life, you know? And now I'll see women at like the Grove, and they're like changing their babies on their laps, you know, like these 1 year olds, and the 1 year old's freaking the fuck out, and the mom is just champion with freaking Kylie Jenner nails. I'm like, oh, you are badass.
No, yeah. People really know that we have had a baby. Specifically, you've had a baby. I did not have the baby. You did. But I was even at the pickleball tournament the other day, I was walking off the court to another court, and two women came right up to me and they said, congratulations. I was like, meaning on my win that I just had 2 seconds ago? And they said, no, congratulations on your new baby. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And I mean, so now in the pickleball world, they are coming up and congratulating me for our baby. So I think it's great. And it was very sweet. So anyway,
that is awesome. Sweet.
I told you I have like 8 to 12 fans, and two of them were at pickleball the other day.
That's all you need. It's the quality, not quantity.
I agree. I'm good with that. Anyway, this has been a lot of fun. I have to tell you, baby, that I am really happy that we're doing this again, because it's fun for us to do it together. And I hope that people come back and listen. We signed a multi-year contract, so we will be around now for a while, and we're obviously never miss a week. We have a lot of great guests that we have backlog lined up for our show over the next couple months.
Yes.
And we're excited to share them with you and just let you get to know us. Lala.
The new version.
Yeah.
Lala 2.0.
I was going to say that.
I hope I'm still cool.
Lala, you are the coolest, baddest.
Keep tooting my horn. I need it so bad.
Baby, you are unicorn.
When you walk into Chase Bank with not even a push-up bra on, but with your fucking nursing bra on, it really hits your ego pretty hard. You know? You're like, wow, that really did humble my ass.
Well, I gotta say, I'm excited to be back, and I'm really proud of you, and I love you, and I love Ocean, and you are an incredible woman, and that's all I can say.
I love you too. And producer Tim, are you excited to be back?
I am stoked.
Sweet. I love it. All right, y'all. We love you so much. Thank you for being patient with our comeback. But we back now. So we'll catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.